Well, hello guys, Solo Man here. This Bud Light thing seems to be keep going, doesn't it? And the owners seem to be really screwing things up even worse. What they should do is hold a press meeting and make a speech and tell everybody how it happened and why it happened. Tell the people, which are your customers, clearly where your company is heading. If it's heading down the woke path, tell the people. If it just made a wrong turn, tell the people that too. If the company's not going down the woke path, then you will have to fire that VP and anybody else that was involved. Because people are confused. You have a woke ad, and then you have a pro-American ad. Make your mind up. Shit or get off the pot. If you're not going down the wokey path, and make no firings at all, then you don't mean what you say, do you? And the people will see that. The reason why this has gotten so big is because most people who drink beer are males. And as you can see, not all of them are simps. They are real men, masculine men. And don't take no shit. You can't buy your customers off by giving gifts and presents. A lot of femmes out there would accept money and presents, and then that would be it. But you're dealing with mostly males, and they have morals and respect for themselves. Femmes, unfortunately, lately, don't seem to have any. So, talk nicely to them. You're either their friend or their enemy. There's no good trying to separate Budweiser from Bud Light. You can't do it. You've tarred all those beers with the same brush. Well, I guess the ball's in your court, if you got any. It'd be interesting to see the next move you make. People forget the male population still has a lot of power. Us men, real men, don't just virtual signal. We do something. I thank you for your time, guys, for listening to this video. I know your time's important. But you can relax now and go have a beer. your choice, of course. Take it easy, fellas.